Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's 4 minutes past four. Max in for Paul again. Andy,
what a fine effort by you today.
Oh, honestly, I mean, I just gave it my all from minute one. You know, you've got to take each show as it comes, and every opportunity I wanted to take it to impress you. And more importantly, impress the bosses so I get a daily show. You know, it's never going
to
happen, but you know.
They don't listen to this. Don't need to do that.
Okay.
The new section that we started, Vignette of the Day.
Oh, yeah. It's
even
good,
its own bit of music.
And there was a sad story about a duck, but you know, I think the listeners can handle it.
Yeah.
And Chris Ramsey was in, and he's funny.
Yes, he was. He was on good form. We had a bit of a chat about football and other such matters, and that'll just about do it, I think.
Yeah, that's your lot. Hope you enjoy it. If you don't, there's nothing we can do about it. So, you know. But I don't mean to be so rude about it.
I'd be quite upset. Even though you can care less.
Not my figures.
Cheers.
Cheers. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Paul.
That's a cracking Max. Start. That's two out of two, isn't it? See if we get the full set. Out of the five.
Hello, Barry. How you doing? No, it's a great honour to be judging these awards. Willow is a wonderful charity, and Bob will tell us more about it when he comes in. But there really is a fine body of people. You think, why they ask me? You do think that, because there's some very good people there. But I did make the point yesterday. We were talking about drawing up nominations for the sort of best goalie, best player, best manager, all that sort of thing. And the discussion turned to Maurizio Sarri. And I did make the point in the meeting that if he does win the award, they'll need 10 people to present it to him, because they have to keep pass to the left, pass to the left, pass to the left, then pass it back to the right, pass it back to the right, pass the award, and then pass the award again, take it backwards, and then eventually give it to him.
Do we know who's won now? Or do we can't?
No, we don't.
We've got the nominations.
No, it's just the nominations,
okay,
Bob will be telling us.
Okay, we'll find out.
I do love the section, though, on, we'll talk about this with Bob, the sort of community work that football clubs and the FA do and various football associations. It's wonderful work. You know, it's not appreciated, really.
There are a lot of unsung heroes. I play grassroots football. Mm. No, the number of volunteers that will be listening now who do so much work at any level, and professional football clubs, at non-league clubs, and all the way down the pyramid, who literally get no thanks. And right now, Andy and I would like to say thank you.
Absolutely, I agree with that 100%. I did actually suggest, they hadn't thought of this before, it's a new category.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I said, has anybody thought of doing goal of the season scored by a London-based player? Because they're London Football Awards. Mm-hmm. And they all went, this sort of thing. And then Troy Townsend, who's one of the judges, Andros' dad, said, that's a good idea, Andy, well done. Which is, I thought, very amusing.
Of course he did. Hey, what a game last night.
Oh, what a game.
Andy, brilliant
wonderful
football match.
Game
I thought
football.
Barnet were sensational. I watched a fair bit of League Two, and I think they were pace and power and skill. And I, you know, it sounds so strange, isn't it? Obviously, I was supporting Barnet because they're the underdogs. And the complete injustice of that penalty. Yeah. And I was so furious. I mean, I rarely get angry about things because, none of it matters. In 200 years, we'll all be forgotten. But I was incandescent.
We're not bringing in VAR because in 200 years, we'll all be forgotten.
No, I was so furious. I was so delighted when they scored that free kick. But I missed three of the goals, because I don't know about Mrs. Jacobs, but
Mrs. Rushton didn't want to watch that game, and I was looking.
What's wrong with her?
Well, we had Death in Paradise on Sky Plus, which is brilliant. Although they brought in a really annoying new detective.
I like her.
She's good. I think she's very annoying. But anyway, but then Mrs. Rushton went for a shower, and I'm very happy in my relationship, and I'm not looking to move on from the current Mrs. Rushton, and bring in Big Sam for the rest of the season, but. Whenever she goes for a shower, she doesn't take a towel into the bathroom. And so every time she goes to the shower, I just hear her cry, and I know I've got to go and get a towel. And during that time of handing her the towel and having a short chat about how school was or whatever, I missed three goals. It's ridiculous.
That's good, though. I think that's excellent. Although I did feel, I agree with you 100% about the VAR, no contact, no pen, and you just go, where's VAR? And once I've worked this out, this is a message to the FA from me.
Okay.
Once the English Premier League, adopt VAR full-time at every ground, which they will, VAR, the FA Cup should then get rid of it. Because it's only being used in certain games now to trial it, to make it sure it's all right for the Premier League. That's the point of it. It's ruining this competition. It makes this competition farcical. Either you have it at every ground or you have it at no grounds. And then people will find that refreshing. You'll have the Premier League with its VAR. And then when it comes around to the FA Cup, people go, oh, the tradition, that's lovely to go back to that with no VAR. People will actually, it'll actually be a plus point for you.
Do you think?
And you cannot have this. You cannot have a situation, a different competition with different rules. Same competition with different rules. It's completely unfair. I think Barnet would have won last night. And I am partial to Brentford because I live in the area, but that was no pen, and I do hope who was it with a boy who dived? Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I don't know how much of a dive it was. I think he lost his balance.
He anticipated the contact, but he could be in trouble for that because it certainly fooled the referee. So, you could see his face at when he came back from. You could see the way he had that look on his face that he knew he'd sort of got away with it. But Dan Sparks, what a world class free kick! You won't see a better free kick in that. Anywhere in any level of football, it was a really superb.
So obviously, you want the VAR being the Premier League. You want no VAR and FA Cup. How far back do you want to go? No substitutes, no gloves for goalkeepers. where do you want this? Just only shown in black and white, Pathé News style. And I would absolutely. I'll tell you what I would bring back, and that is an old school draw. The person who put the FA Cup draw on the One Show, that is someone who should be imprisoned, right? I'm serious. Like the editor of the One Show, whoever he or she is, has clearly got no... There are lots of debates about what makes a proper football fan and et cetera, and they're normally quite tedious arguments. But I guarantee you this, and by all means, you can disagree with me if you like. That's to you, Andy, and the listeners. Not one football fan, not one person who likes football needs to see two fans from opposing clubs in replica shirts awkwardly shaking hands on camera when Chelsea are drawn against Manchester United. Nobody needs to say, who are those people? Are they actually fans of those clubs? Also, and you have knowledge of TV, they will have had to rehearse that bloody thing, right? They'll have got people there 3 hours early.
Practising.
No, they will.
Okay,
will
the City and the United fan come in now? Can you two shake hands?
They'll have done a full rehearsal about it. Absolutely, honestly, incandescent. With rage.
It is annoying, though, for Chelsea to have to play United for both clubs, really. And it's great draw for Watford, Palace and Wolves because, and any other Premier League team that gets through, if they say, I know Wolves are still going to play, beat Shrewsbury.
I tell you, Man City are going to win the lot.
Well, probably, but only two of the top six left. And if they avoid each other, those three, and Brighton, they could actually really... You never know. They could get to the final. The trouble is you end up playing either City or United or if Chelsea are to get through. But they could draw each other in the semi-final. So it could be a bit like England. You know how the World Cup just fell for England? Mm-hmm. Well, that could be for one of these clubs exactly the same thing.
Well, I mean, as long as Chelsea get knocked out, as you know from yesterday, Andy.
It was Ollie Watkins who did that. He said he based his game on Thierry Henry. So let's hope that only applies to playing and not coaching.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I'm very pleased to say we're joined in the studio by a comedian. And it says here, comedian and UFC fan, Chris Randall. Is that how you sell yourself?
When I come on any kind of sport radio, they have to do that because they know I'm not a huge football fan. So they have to go, look, he does actually like some sport. He's worthy of being here.
I was saying it's amazing.
Oh, sorry.
I was saying before the show how, you were the only person, I said on air, to be sent off. During the glory years.
During the glory years, yeah.
For swearing twice.
Yeah. Your potty mouthed. You were young and naive.
Absolutely. And we can't go into it, but I still stand by it wasn't swearing. We can't go into it. But I did, I learned my lesson. I've been squeaky clean on TV ever since.
Is that right?
Ever since. Well, yeah.
I think it was probably quite good for you, though.
I got two tours off the back of that. Two big nationwide tours. It's terrible. I called it Chris Ramsay, the most dangerous man on Saturday morning television tour.
How did you feel? Because I got thrown out of the BBC once and I felt quite bad about it. And
I felt terrible, genuinely.
Yes, it's quite a horrible feeling, really, to be escorted off the premises.
Yeah.
It was awkward for Dave, the producer, because in the break, the producer and I was going, oh, why has he done that? And we were like, well, I don't want to tell him. And then poor Dave, the producer, had to come on and say, just come over here for a second.
No, that
just
was
push
the
him out the door and
bit,
just lock it.
The best bit about it was they didn't tell us I was going off. They went, we're going to play a game through here. And I went, oh, we're... And they went, yeah, and they fit like a dog getting led outside. It was honestly, and I got a full story out of it, but I mean, it was embarrassing and I felt stupid, but you know, the thing is, I still stand by the fact that, oh, that's Soccer AM, it's like a laddish, bantery atmosphere, and you sometimes forget where you were, and I forgot where I was, and I was new, and you know, you've got every cloud, you've got to make the most of these situations, and I got a 2 hour out the back of it, and you know, and that's it.
And you lost your job.
Well, I mean, it would be hard to say to take that moment from
not pin that on me,
from 2012 and 5 years later to say, oh, but you still look the same age, Chris. How is that?
But I don't know, mate, because I've got a toddler now and I do not feel the same age. I tell you that right now.
And presumably, just happy to get out of the house tour is specifically your take on fatherhood, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah, good that title. Was that. So that was the tour. We did 106 dates last year of the tour, and I did Newcastle Arena, filmed the Newcastle Arena one, and that's on this Saturday night coming. 2nd of Feb, 10 p.m. on Comedy Central. That's on the recording of that. I still want to call it a DVD, but they call it a comedy special now. So it's a stand-up special, and it's on Comedy Central at 10 p.m.
Always a special moment for a comedian to come back to their hometown.
That was amazing.
And perform and feel the love, which is great.
Well, the only bad thing we did was we filmed it and we did the arena show in Newcastle, big homecoming finale. We did it 20 dates before the end of the tour. So I had to go back out. I had to go back out on the road. And I was like, why have we done this? This is like, it was like going back to school after the exams had finished. It was pointless.
I've got a question, Chris.
Yes, sir.
This is about, you know, you've had a toddler. And me and the wife are sort of thinking about children.
Yeah.
And I sort of
I can't wait to see the pictures.
I want them, right? This goes back to Andy trying to show me pictures of his grandkids. Don't care. I don't care. They're not mine.
Oh, you know? You are a certain kind of evil.
I want children, but I don't want them there, right?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you mean you don't want them in
your
house.
Abstract idea of having children. I just don't want to have to...
You want rent a child?
Yeah,
Amazon do it. You've got to be a Prime member. But yeah, just get a child for a couple of hours and just give them back. They live in your house now. That's the thing with other people's kids. You know, when other people's kids come round and they're lovely for a bit and then they might start there and they throw a tantrum or whatever and you go, oh, I take them home. But you can't with that. The child lives in your house. When he goes to bed, he sleeps upstairs in my house. Like, he's always there. He's there more than me. So it's just, you know...
You're like the unrequited love. It's a bit like working with me, but okay, even more
it changes
so.
Your mind. It changes your... I said one of the stupidest things I've ever said in my whole life to my wife when she was pregnant. I said, like, when you have the child, will you love it more than me? And she went, of course I will. And I went, okay then. And then now I would, if the house was burning down and I could only save one of them, I would push her over and take the child out. Like, it's
but you're
it's
still,
an absolute...
You and Mrs. Ramsay are still tight, you know?
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
You don't want to go on TalkSport singles. which I feel is like Alaska.
Serious,
I think there's more men to women, I'll be honest.
Anyone listening will back us up. It changes your life. You don't want it to change your life. I did a full tour about how it wouldn't change my life and how I wouldn't be all about having a kid. And the moment you see them, you change. You'll stop worrying about losing your job at Soccer AM and you'll move on.
Yeah, well, you still will be worried about losing your job because you've got to pay for the private schooling. It's interesting though, because Newcastle, everybody talks about Newcastle, about everybody in the town supports the team. It's a one team town. How did you grow up not being into it?
It
would seem almost difficult to be like that.
Yeah, well, I honestly think it was too much. It was overexposure. It was my dad tried to make us like football all the time. He tried so hard. And do you know what's beautiful now? South Shields has become a one-team town because South Shields Football Club are doing so well now. They're amazing. So that, you know what I mean? If I properly start going for supporting football, that's where I would go for my hometown. It's just around the corner. But my dad tried to push us into it, but he would take me to to go and watch South Shields over 40s on a Sunday. And it was basically a hungover fight. I'm like, this is not for me. So I never.
It's a beautiful thing.
I'll be honest with you. If he took us to St. James's Park or the Stadium of Light and went, this is it, son, you know, oh, you get to go in this bar and you have a beer and this is great, I'd have probably went. But he went the wrong way. He took us grassroots jumpers for goalposts and I wasn't bothered.
Did you ever, you know, do you ever have a moment where you looked at your dad and you could see he was sort of wistfully disappointed with you?
I remember hearing my dad trying to get us into football. I remember hearing me mum going, he's not that bothered, Bill, leave him alone. And he honestly, I'm not joking, he would go to my mum and go, this is your fault, Anne.
That's great.
And it was his fault.
You came to see us originally, where I think to talk about Heaven,
years ago,
sitcom that you did, two series, a wonderful program and critically acclaimed, but a bit like 40 Days, you're not going to do more than two series. Well, yeah. They don't want more than two series.
They didn't want it, honestly.
But it was popular, wasn't it?
It was. It's the main question I get asked. Yeah. I must get, if I had a quid for every time.
Strange.
I wouldn't have to do it again if I had a quid for every time I got asked that question. I live off the royalties of being asked for it.
It's so unlike, you know, American TV. If American TV had a hit sitcom, they do, like, you know,
it's craziness.
100 episodes before they even consider not doing
it. But they do 13 to 20 episodes a series as well, and we did six. Yeah. The first series, six.
You'd need a series of writers, and you couldn't write them all yourself.
Well, it was Jason Cook who wrote them. Yeah, right. It was Jason Cook. Maybe. But what Jason's doing now is I was the lead role, and then Vic Reeves and Gina McKee were in it, and it was the love for it is so amazing, and it was great. But Jason, who wrote it, he's just wrote some, like, sort of wrote. He's written some feature length comedies for UK Gold with Johnny Vegas in. So one was called Murder on the Blackpool Express, and the next one was called Death on the Tyne, and they're on now. So any Heaven fans who want to get on board with that, Jason wrote them, and they've got a bit of a Heaven vibe about them because it's his writing, and they're really good. They're really warm and they're really clever.
Now, presumably because your dad took you to watch hungover fights on Sundays, that was where your UFC love came in, right?
That is a segue. That is, honestly,
thank you very much. Sorry, well,
that is beautiful. I used to box when I was 17. I boxed amateur, 100% record, 2 fights, 2 losses. and at the UFC, it just MMA, I just really like it. I don't know what it is about it. I really, really love watching it. It's the only sport I watch, and it's the only thing that makes us not check my phone. If there's been a UFC fight, I will not
talking to your toddler.
I will not check my phone.
I was speaking to somebody on Saturday, and they said to me, we're talking about things that are on Netflix and blah, blah, blah. He said to me, have you seen the documentary on Conor McGregor? He said, what a lovely bloke he is. He's really... I said, really? He said, oh, yeah, no, he really comes across well. Have you seen this?
I've not seen it. No, it's a bit violent.
One thing I'd never say about him is a lovely bloke. I mean, he's very clever in the way
he gets people. He's extremely clever. But the only thing I don't like about Conor McGregor, and the only thing I don't like about him is... It's very difficult to avoid the result of a Conor McGregor fight. I don't stay up and watch it. So my whole thing is I'll watch it the next Sunday. If Conor's fighting, I've got to live in a bunker. I've got to stay in bed with my phone off because he's made it. But it's brilliant. He's made it so big and he's made it incredible. But he's an incredible businessman. I've never seen the documentary. I'd like to watch it. But he's revolutionised the sport. It's crazy. And I think some of them are jealous of him, but I think some of them must be getting paid a lot more just because of him even being here. And they're talking about him fighting Donald Cowboy Cerrone next, which would be... That would be my dream fight. I'd love to see
For those are you aware of Donald Cowboy Cerrone?
For those of you who aren't aware of, what's Donald Cowboy?
Donald Cerrone.
And he's not a wrestler.
No, right. Donald Cerrone is his name. Donald Cowboy Cerrone. So he's a fan favourite. He's been in multiple weight classes in the UFC. He's never had he's never held the belt. But it looks like he's going to fight Conor. He's a proper fan favourite. Everyone loves him. And if he fights Conor, it'll be an incredible fight. Yeah.
It's all a bit violent.
It's all a bit wrestling, isn't it? It's all a bit WWE, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's because it's not choreographed like WWE, is it?
Yeah, I know. To the untrained eye, it does look like a disgusting brawl in a pub, but I swear to you, it's very, very technical. They're very clever.
Man. And are you putting your toddler in a cowboy Murillo shirt or whatever?
I think if I wanted to get me toddler, to get me son into UFC, I think I would have to have a genuine UFC fight against my wife for the right for that, because she will fight me tooth and nail and not let him into it. He's not, he's really impressionable. If you let him watch Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, he'll come and hit you with a stick. He's a nightmare. So no.
Fair enough.
All right, so it is Just Happy to Get Out of the House tour on Comedy Central. I presume you just watch it whenever you like.
It's on 10 p.m. on Saturday, but it'll be on the on demand and that. But if you can, guys, guys. You know, watch it for the viewing figures. Watch it on Saturday when it's on, please. Oh, thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Chris.
Cheers. Nice pleasure, Chris. Lads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Are we having a vignette off, Andy?
Yes.
Oh, marvellous.
I think we're having a new section now because you've brought in these fantastic amount. And I want you to pick the best in what we're calling Vignette of the Day.
All right, okay. I'm ready.
Here, Vignette of the Day, see? You see what we did there?
No, I do understand. I mean, it's just really ramped up.
Motti's just woken up.
It's just really ramped up the pressure. And whether I want to get my best or my worst.
Go with your best. Trust your judgment.
Oh, the best one. Well,
it's pressure, isn't it?
Well, it is a lot of pressure, but this is this is a follow-up. If you remember the last time, we don't need the music for all of this, can't you? No, come on, don't fade that down.
Making up Life of Riley.
So I'm going to bring you very sad news.
No, turn the music.
Please get rid of it. This is very sad.
Becky's big moment there. You've just taken that away from her.
Well, you know, she'll have to deal with it. Trevor, the world's loneliest duck.
Oh, yeah.
Whose solitary life on the tiny Pacific island nation of Niue and catapulted him to global fame has died.
Oh, dear. Well, was that when they catapulted him?
No. He died peacefully by being attacked by dogs.
Well, not that peaceful.
I mean, it's a sad story, but I remember doing the story about the world's loneliest duck. He was named Trevor after Trevor Mallard, New Zealand's parliamentary speaker, who has said deepest sympathy to the people of Niue from the Parliament of New Zealand.
Quite an appropriate name, Trevor Mallard.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the whole point. He captured many hearts. Apparently, the one rooster, chicken, and a weka, which is a native bird of Niue, we're looking a little
Alan
forlorn.
Wicker.
Alan Wicker. We're looking a little...
This native bird. Go on, yeah, sorry.
Looking a little forlorn. It's a sad story, Andy.
Sorry.
We should be able to light and shade here. Looking a little forlorn today near the dry puddle. There's only one puddle in Niue. So I did bring you the story of the world's loneliest duck. No longer lonely because not here anymore. I would say thoughts with his family, but he didn't have any. So there we are.
There we go. Now, we were talking earlier about healthy food for sports people. Mm. And I see that McDonald's, their iconic Big Mac, now comes with bacon. It's the burger's first recipe change in half a century.
It's a bad idea.
Well, it's fans of the two-patty treat, because they can't say Big Mac again, can add rashers from today for an extra 45p.
Okay.
Burger fan Stacey Murphy, who raged online...
Burger fan?
Who cares? Bacon does not belong in a Big Mac. You think, well, don't order it then. It's not compulsory. You don't have to have it. They don't offer it without it. So, you know, I don't know why people got quite upset about it.
How interested are you in Greg Wallace's weight?
Not at all.
Okay, well, I won't do that one then. how about this? Pest controllers, Rentokil, have seen an 82% rise in dealing with flea infestations this winter.
Really?
Bosses think a hot summer and mild winter mean pets are outside a lot more likely to bring fleas back in after contact with wildlife. David Cross of Rentokil says fleas found on the host, a human or
not
a
the
pet.
Former centre forward.
Exactly, yes. Typically represent just 5% of fleas nearby. That's flea, flea catamole. Flea Hendry,
yeah, thank you
Jason
very much.
Flea, yeah, right. Ifly Enora, Ifly Dumitrescu. Do you want me to stop now?
Yes.
Okay.
I noticed this morning in the it's funny when you're doing the papers, you go through the papers and you suddenly think, hello, that's a picture of me, as it was in the Sun today. Look, it says Rushton and Jacobs.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so you've got a bit of a bonus for you there. Join the debate as Max Rushton and Andy Jacobs surf up all the latest sporting news. What debate? What sporting news?
Well, I mean,
but never mind.
No. I mean, well, my favourite was for me and Barry. The Trail once said it was high octane speculation. We weren't quite sure how to deliver that. we talked about Gemma Collins' fall, didn't we?
Yes.
Yesterday, well, the Daily Mirror got Mark Halsey, to have a look at it. Here we are, Diva or Diver referee.
Yes, I think they heard me talking about that, so they probably...
Do you think so?
Yes.
You look at her and say, yes, she has lost her balance and fallen, or you could say she should be cautioned for simulation. You could easily argue both ways.
Yeah.
On the one hand, surely she should want to stay on her feet. Why would she want to go down like that, says Mark.
Taking it a little bit too seriously there, Mark.
Taking it slightly literally.
But she claimed her fall was caused by a blackout. Of course it wasn't. Her eyes were completely open. Honestly, and she's bruised her knee, quite painful. But who uses a wheelchair for a bruised knee? Come
she
on.
She could have said black ice, couldn't she? You know, there was ice there. Oh, Eamon Holmes, I know you like him. He's on a crusade to resurrect This Is Your Life.
Well,
the series
he's
which...
the busiest man in showbiz. I mean, he does This Morning in the morning. Then he comes here and does a show on talk radio. Mm-hmm. Then they do Work Sunday. I notice now they're on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday night, they're doing that other show that's basically That's Life that's now moved to Friday, apparently. But, I mean, he is very busy.
But he, you could be on This Is Your Life, couldn't you? Andy Jacobs, This
Very
Is Your
unlikely.
Life.
Who would, bursting in here.
Who would be? Who would be? Paul would obviously come out. Wouldn't he be surprised to see him?
Probably
Johnny,
refused to
Johnny,
come on.
Johnny Vaughan, obviously, after that great show Vaughan. You did together. I don't think I might be in the audience.
Well, you might
Anyone
be.
Else? You could get David Baddiel and
yes,
Frank
they,
Skinner.
They'd probably
Speaking
come
of David Baddiel,
oh, yeah.
Here is Male Spa Etiquette, a guide by spa enthusiast David Baddiel.
I didn't know he liked a spa.
Well, neither did I. I don't even know if it's the same one. Do you want to hear the male spa tips from David Baddiel?
Not particularly, but
take,
go on.
Take the disposable paper pants. It's a great start. No pants may be the more comfortable option, but arranging a towel over yourself while lying face down is trickier than it looks, says David. Position your face correctly in the massage table hole. This gets much more difficult once the massage has started.
Well, he's right about that.
And wriggling around can be misinterpreted.
Very true.
Don't empty bucket loads of water onto the sauna coals, says David, and let out a primordial roar. If you want more heat, ask your peers if they're on board.
Oh, he's very considerate.
And use the little ladle.
That's very considerate.
Want me to carry on?
No, not really.
Okay, fine.
But it's good. I preferred your first one about the lonely duck.
Oh, well, speaking of animals, if you're not interested in the football
God,
tonight,
all these, yeah.
On ITV tonight, there is a 2.5-hour show called Britain's Top 100 Dogs Live. Ben Fogle and Sarah Cox. The top 10 is decided by a public vote.
Well, you don't want to be doing that.
Why not?
Rottweiler will win it.
Do you think?
No, don't put anything
Why
to the
earth
public.
Earth would you want to
don't
watch?
Don't put anything to the public vote, is my view.
Top 100 dogs. I mean, can you mean any...
Well, people love dogs.
Thanks to Lorenzo in South Wales, the flea thing, Muzzy Itch It. Yes, that'll do.
Do you see the Queen?
I haven't seen her.
No, there's a waxwork of the Queen in Germany.
Right.
And they basically were cleaning it, and they took the wig off. And they sort of like put the photos of the Queen as a bald person. I think she looks better. I think she should go for that.
I think she should shave all her hair off.
Well, I think she looks better.
Get
like
a
that.
Grade one all over. Like that she's in the royal family firm. She'd go out and put on a cream, a less jacket. And go away organising fights on WhatsApp.
I managed to get another text published in the Daily Star.
Oh, well
today.
Done
yes,
to you. Well, many congratulations.
I've sent them one tomorrow, so I'm hoping, I'm feeling optimistic. This wasn't one of mine, though. This one says... Oh, yes, Rachel Riley wearing a really short dress and jet black tights on Countdown. Best yet, more please, babe.
Oh, for goodness sake. My apologies, Rachel. That gets published. And what? Who published that?
Daily Star.
Shut the whole paper down. Ridiculous.
Oh, you very harsh.
Police in Western Australia rushed to a home in Perth last week where a concerned passerby had heard a toddler screaming and a man repeatedly shouting, "Why don't you die?"
God.
They arrived to discover a local man, Reese Howard, had been attempting to kill a spider with a nappy.
that's quite a good story.
I haven't brought it back to sport there. Officers on the scene reported police spoke with all parties who advised that husband had only been trying to kill a spider and has a serious fear of spider. Apologies for inconvenience to police. There you are.
Did you see the price of wine might go up?
Oh, is that Brexit
again?
Because
of the cost, no, the cost of bottles.
Oh, right.
And I was thinking, why not have a money for your empties scheme like they used to have in the old days? You used to be able to take your beer bottles, take your bottles back. And they'd give you money for them. I don't know why they stopped that. Because it obviously encourages people to recycle.
Or you could just, you know, if you're unhappy with your day, you just cup your hands and they could just pour it in.
Or get a box.
You could just throw it in.
Do you ever go for wine in a box? I always think that's quite a peculiar thing.
I'm not a fan of the wine box. I go for a bottle myself.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you want a story about a depressed American? An American man who suffers from depression has credited an alligator with boosting his mental health.
Really?
Yeah. Joey Henney, 65, from Pennsylvania, says he's formed a close bond with Wally, Wally Downs Jr., I presume, since adopting it when he was 14 months old. We play wrestle, he gives hugs, he's very affectionate. Like, I can't help feeling this may not end
this
well.
This may end in tears.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's quite odd. People, that's often the way, isn't it, with these sort of wild, dangerous animals. They're quite cute when they're sort of, you know, small, but then they sort of, you know, they tend to get...
Yeah, alligators do. Most other ones, don't they? It's like all those, you know, the bear whisperer. They always get eaten by a bear at the end, don't they?
Because I remember this thing where there was a fashion for micro pigs. I think Posh Spice had one. I might be making that up. But somebody had one. And they, in the end, what happened was people were selling them as micro pigs. But, of course, they weren't really micro pigs. They were just ordinary pigs. And after about 6 months, they were massive and eating the person out of house and home.
You know I'm not very confrontational. But
why are you upset about that story about micro bits?
No, I'm not. But once during the Soccer AM Glory years, Helen Chamberlain brought a piglet into the office. And I was not happy about this.
Did you feel it was a health hazard?
Well, I just, you know, if all the 6,000 people, you know, if Dave Jones, Graham Souness, Jamie Carragher, you know, Scott Minto,
all the people
Prutton,
who worked at Sky,
if they all bought in a piglet, it would bring the whole thing to its knees.
That is true,
it?
Actually, yeah.
So anyway, I was annoyed about it, but it's okay, I'm done now. This is Maurizio says, I tuned in to hear the debate promised between you and Andy. You and Andy going to have it soon? I have to go out soon. I don't want to miss...
What is the debate?
Well, the debate that we're joining.
Debate, yeah. It was quite good to see Henry Winter having the same thought as me on the team you hate the most, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He was basically making the point that really Chelsea are not going to achieve what they want to achieve with all these kids and everything until Frank Lampard and Jody Morris surely occupy the dugout at Stamford Bridge. I was thinking, blimey, I had exactly the same thought. I had this thought the other night while watching Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. He understands the DNA of Manchester United. It's one of the reasons why they're successful, why they're doing well at the moment.
I'm not sure I can let you say DNA. And
can
not, I just...
You don't like that?
I like it...
The blueprint of the club?
No, the blueprint... Understand the club, fine. DNA, I'm happy with DNA. I'm happy it exists and we know
you
about
don't think
it.
A club has DNA?
No.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it does.
I think they do. I think clubs definitely
Here's
have
the debate.
It is the debate.
08717.
Join us on the debate.
08717223344. Does your club have a DNA? It's like the West Ham way. What is it?
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.